History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you don't think it's Iran with the drone mothership off the coast, or you know, the aliens disguising themselves as drones?
Oh boy. The aliens part, I don't know, but yeah, I think it would be highly unlikely.
So what are those things in the sky over the Northeast, and now maybe Temecula? Friday the 13th of December, the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up today, why the DMV's apologizing for a license plate that made it through the sensors. Trying to save a whale, it's tangled up off OC.
The danger is just us being that close to the whale.
And an escape from Malibu at this weekend's Almost Acoustic Christmas at the Forum.
For the firefighters that have been working their ass off, and we were lucky enough to be able to take an entire section.
It's all coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on knxnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. The drone story's blown up over the few days. More spotted over New Jersey, some over Maryland. People said they spotted these mysterious drones near LaGuardia Airport last night. And now there are some reports from around here, people saying seeing mysterious objects over Temecula coming from the direction of Camp Pendleton. So what is going on? The government is saying very little, although they say they don't think it's a threat. They're not saying why they know that. Our Mike Simpson talked with Dr. Pramod Abachandani. He's with the New Jersey Institute of Technology, and he works on drone technology every day. He tried to dig into what could be going on here.
What is unique about what people are seeing on the East Coast, especially in Jersey, is that there's not just one drone, right? Like, if there's one drone, it's okay. People own a single drone. They fly drones for whatever reasons. But they're seeing a group of drones. They're seeing a bunch of drones flying in concert with each other. And it's rather fascinating to see that, because most of the times, such type of groups of drones are used for military purposes or research purposes, like in my case, but not necessarily for civilian purposes.
What do you think the ratio is of like legitimate concern versus people piling on going, yeah, I saw them too, I want to be in on this? I mean, what do you see when you look at these videos?
Yeah, you know, as someone who works with multi-drone systems, like, I know that it takes a lot of money, technical wherewithal, like a team of people who are smart enough to carry out ground operations and flight operations. So this is not a single hobbyist trying to do this, right? It seems like there's a team of people that are doing this. And so when you look at that, and when you look at the amount of funding that is required, while I've been speaking with experts and they have sort of told me not to rule out any possibility, I agree with that. But if I were to attach, you know, probabilities to each one of these possible outcomes, I would say I'm not yet concerned about anything that's anti-national, anti-social, or spying. I think right now it's mostly leaning towards a group of smart people who have enough funding and enough time and enough resources to test out these systems. Now, who they are, we don't know. We have some work to do there, but seems like it would be incredibly careless on the part of somebody to say, look, I'm going to fly my drones. You can see it. You can take videos and be a spy or be some sort of a negative intent person.
So you don't think it's Iran with the drone mothership off the coast, or you know, the aliens disguising themselves as drones?
Oh boy. The aliens part, I don't know, but yeah, I think it would be highly unlikely if it's another country that has a mothership going or on the East Coast and launching these drones. If you look at the sightings, most of these drones look like the electric vertical takeoff and landing drones, eVTOL drones. And just the battery power on these drones does not allow them to go past maybe 10, 15 miles one way, right? So to imagine somebody is launching these drones from sea and these drones are crossing into like the northern part of Jersey, I just think that's unlikely.
What would it be if it was a bunch of smart guys like you trying to research something or test their drones? I mean, what's the objective? What do you do with this kind of stuff?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Most of my research when we do multi-drone systems has been funded by the U.S. Department of Defense or companies like Lockheed Martin. So there are military applications to these kind of multi-drone systems. And again, my first thought goes in that direction.
Yeah, still no real answers from anybody in the government as to what their investigation has revealed, although we know multiple investigative agencies are on it. You wonder how many eyes are really on the submissions people make for custom license plates in California, because this one somehow got through. LOL and the date of the Hamas attack on Israel. Somebody spotted it, reported it. The DMV is now apologizing.
Someone snapped a picture of the Cybertruck with the personalized plate mocking the October 7th attack on Israel at the intersection of Jefferson and Sepulveda. The group Stop Anti-Semitism posted it on X. Temple Akiba is nearby. Its rabbi, Zachary Shapiro, says it's disturbing that someone would display their hate so openly.
I'm disturbed that someone would want to put that on the plate. I'm disturbed that that initially got through the restriction to the DMV. And at the same time, I am so heartened that there were people who witnessed this that spoke up and they said something. They sent a message about it and a photo to the DMV. And within hours, the DMV mobilized with a statement. And I think that's an extraordinary move by the DMV to call out hate when they recognize it.
The agency has also recalled the plate, which reads LOL for laugh out loud, OCT7. It says it's also going over its review process, so an oversight like this doesn't happen again.
That's my colleague Karen Adams. We are still waiting for our first real rainstorm of the season. It is one of the driest starts to the typical rainy season ever. And so everything is still dry. The wildfire risk is still way up, about an inch and a half behind the average for this point in the year. We could get a little bit of rain this weekend, but it won't be really significant enough to do anything. We talked with Brian Lewis from the National Weather Service, and he says the winds are picking up next week. Not good news.
It looks like Tuesday through Thursday, but Tuesday and Wednesday look like the strongest Santa Ana winds as of right now. So it's kind of what we're looking at. And then with that, we are looking at a warm-up in temperatures.
Soon to know if those winds will trigger a red flag warning yet. Outlook says the fire threat will drop to a more normal level in January, but that all depends on whether we actually get some rain. And as firefighters start to get a handle on the Franklin Fire in Malibu, we've got a surprise for some firefighters who have been really working hard out there. Our friends at K-Rock putting on Almost Acoustic Christmas for the 33rd straight year. Smashing Pumpkins are the headliner. And free seats are available for a lot of firefighters who have been out there battling the fire all week.
Clearly, we should focus on the bands because that's what brings everyone together and has for the past 33 years. And we could talk about Smashing Pumpkins and 311 and Beck and some of the great artists that have, you know, really defined K-Rock. But as of earlier today, we wanted to do something for the firefighters that have been working their ass off. And we were lucky enough to be able to take an entire section that we've opened up that we'll be giving to firefighters, first responders, their families, so that they can have a night off to just relax, enjoy some music, and as our way of saying thank you for keeping us all safe.
It's Klein from the Klein Alley Show on K-Rock. Still tickets available for you if you go to Ticketmaster.com, at least at the time we are recording this. Pretty dangerous effort to save a whale that is stranded off Southern California. Next.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a humpback whale stuck off the coast of Newport Beach. One of its fins is tangled up in what looks like fishing line. Not a great situation for either the whale or the people trying to rescue it. Molly Batts is a naturalist who was on one of the local tours and talked with KCAL News.
That pectoral flipper has bones. It has all of the same bones that we have in our arms and our hands, even more hand bones that they have. So it's really like us losing our arm through a tourniquet. Very painful process.
A guy who works to untangle whales says this could be an especially dangerous and difficult process.
The danger is just us being that close to the whale. In order for us to use our poles, we'd have to be within, 15, 20 feet of the whale. And you're right there next to that pectoral flipper, which it could hit you with. It could also hit us with its tail.
And for now, whale watching groups are keeping an eye out, telling rescuers if they spot this whale, hoping it gets untangled naturally for now. And that's the L.A. Local for this 13th of December, Friday the 13th, sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships, lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM to stay connected over the weekend. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. Back on Monday, I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.